Hans Zimmer reportedly broke from convention and did not view raw footage of director Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk while composing the score. Zimmer did visit the city in northern France where the historic 1940 amphibious evacuation of British troops occurred and brought back a jar of sand for inspiration. We just heard Zimmer's music for the climactic sequence, The Oil, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the start of the story, Presentation of the World, off the Raven album by Yari Pekanyan. Cluster, in its third incarnation, spelled with a Q, gave us Euterpe from their album Lachen, or Listen. We then heard the sounds emanating from the Elkwood Animal Staircase. The conclusion of the improvised electronic suite, Poetic Infomercial Experimentalism, from Topaz and Espoir. Dave Liebman, Tatsuya Nakatani, and Adam Rudolph transmitted a cosmogram from The Unknowable. Pianist Vicky Chow of the Bang on a Can All-Stars soloed on the Nocturne from Jacob Supinski's Morning Tale from her Aorta album. Gabriella Montero followed with the first part of Ancestro from her Solatino album. Then we ventured into the Forbidden City with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra performing the final movement of Tan Dun's Concerto for Orchestra, conducted by the composer for a 2012 album on Naxos. And Yane Numella gave us Intronitus 1 from Cosmos Kalevala. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Glissade by Daniel Robert Leahy from Gravity's Kiss. You can find us online at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Music has always been important to Corrine Stein. The daughter of a musician, she grew up in rural Colombia and was surrounded by local folk music.
Music has been, since I arrived in the U.S., the way to keep my cultural background with me. And whatever I do with music always comes deeply from the heart and from my soul.
So she says music is a natural way for her to share her concerns about climate change and pollution, which disproportionately affect Latino communities. Hoy este arrullo es para la madre tierra, que tiene fiebre y no la escuchan, no la escuchan en su agonía. Stein is the director of Eco Musica, a project of Moms Clean Air Force and leader of the Son Tierra Ensemble. This group of Latino musicians writes and performs songs that call for cleaner air and climate action.
We have the words in our songs, but I don't think the words right off the bat is what people remember. What they first resonate with is the rhythm, the harmonies, just the emotional part of sounds, of music. And then that becomes a vehicle to further conversation.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.